Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. If a bee or wasp stings your child, it's important to get the stinger out as soon as possible. Quickly but gently, scrape across the stinger with a flat edge such as a credit card. Try not to squeeze the stinger, which will only push more venom into the wound. Continue scraping until the stinger is out. Some children may develop strong reactions, especially to bee stings. Signs of a severe reaction include nausea and swelling, dizziness, or difficulty breathing. If your child develops any of these symptoms, call 911 immediately. And if your child was tested and is very allergic to bee and wasp stings, talk with your pediatrician about prescribing an epinephrine injector to be with you in case of a sting. And for more information on summer hazards, visit healthychildren.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin for News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.